start off fun today, Barbara, because I get to talk even louder. Thank you. That will just upset everyone here. It'll be marvelous. Okay, God has given me something. He puts me through things, and I like to share because I want to give the glory to God. Back in March, 1st of March, Lindsay, my daughter, did our income tax, and we were supposed to get X amount of money, more than I've ever gotten back. So I never got it back, never got it back, never got it back. Had to do an ID me picture thing because somebody else maybe was using my social security, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Did all that, came back with the letter. We're looking over your files, blah, blah, blah. It will take up to 60 days, blah, blah, blah. All right, I'm just like the people that were slaves in Egypt. You know, if you'll just do this, then everything will be great, okay? If I can just get this money, I can get caught up on my bills, I can do these things that I need to do or to help people that need blah, 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 blah. You get the picture. So while I was focused on I really need to get that money because then I can get some things done that I need done and get caught up on bills. So I kept focusing and focusing and focusing on this like it was a prize or something. But God has put people in my life to help me through these difficult times. He has blessed me every day. Someone giving me something, someone giving me money, someone helping me with my bills. So it's not so much the big prize that I need to focus on. It's how God wants to bless me and bless them with what they're doing for me. Now, I'm the type of person that gets fearful. I don't like it. I don't like to admit it, but I want to talk about it. I don't want to lose our house. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. But I don't have to live in fear. Because right where I am today, Jesus has stood. Jesus knows everything I'm going through. Everything. All the illnesses, all the aches and pains. And every time we come to clean, I kneel and pray at the altar. And not that it's a, ooh, look at you. It's that intimate time that I can be alone with God. I'm so sad over my sister. I keep crying and crying. They are having a memorial August 2nd for her in Richardson. And I'm very anxious about that. Very anxious. But anyway, that's sitting here and over there. Whatever it is, yes, have dreams. Have goals. But don't look at something as if this would happen, everything would go good. If this would happen, we could make it through. Y'all see what I'm talking about? Yes, no?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's not just for me, it's for somebody else too. But like Kimmy even touched on today, I'm awake today, I have a purpose and a plan. God uses all of us. God uses you. He uses you. He wants to use you. The Holy Spirit wants you to open your mouth and use you. Pray for people. I just pray blessings tenfold on the people that have given me money to do things. Be there for people. Maybe you need to just talk to someone. Just know that God loves you. I don't know why Joe had to have leukemia. I don't know why Kathy has cancer. I don't have those answers. I don't know. But I don't want to live in fear thinking this is how the devil did was, well, you're the next one, Chris, because everybody in your family is dead. So you're going to be the next turkey on the grill. You know, I don't want to think that way. I want to know that till the day I die, there's a purpose and a plan. There's a purpose and a plan for all of us. We need to get excited about that. It's only like 6.5 weeks to homecoming. This church has been going on and on and on, and that's the way it's going to be. And you say, well, who's going to take it over when people die? I don't know, but there's other people here that aren't as old as me and Kathy. So it will go on and on and on. So what I just want to encourage you is God's not like Monty Hall on Let's Make a Deal. It's not like if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. We get in a rush sometimes, just like the children of God did, being slaves and being not fed and being all those things. And then God, just break us free and we'll just love you forever. And immediately they started sinning. Immediately. Disbelief. Griping about things. That's just how we are. That's how we are. And I'm not just saying that y'all are the ones that are doing that. I do it too. We all do it. We get into a place where we just get frustrated. Things don't work out. People don't live up to our expectations. We get frustrated. We say things. We need to bridle our tongue. Bridle our tongue. Everything you say is out in space. It's out there, and it's up for judgment. Every time you cut somebody down, every time you get mad at somebody, every time you say something that will hurt them, it's out there. You can't take it back. You can't take it back. And we have to love each other right where we are. I need to learn to accept Anita right where she is. Maybe we don't have the same goals in life. Maybe we don't have the same dreams. Right now, I don't have any dreams. I used to want to go around and to different churches and talk to them about our church. But I really don't have a dream right now. And that's okay, because God is patient. But there is a purpose and a plan for each of you. You play an important part of the bride of Jesus. That's why we don't remain married in heaven. Because the body of Christ will be the bride. So we need revival. Revival. We need some redos. But the good thing about God is we can start over anytime we want to. Is there things that's in your life that you know is not right? Are you cutting people down? Are you being mean or hateful to people? Are you envious of people? Are you judgmental of people? Do you want things to change so you get frustrated because they don't? Do you not like the position that God has you in right now? Do you think that God doesn't know what's going on in your life right now? He knows everything. All the frustrations, all the things that each and every day come against us. And it's hard to get through life. It's hard. My aunt wrote me a card. I haven't talked to her in years. And she said, I'm so sorry for the loss of your sister. And I just broke down. I went, God, why? And you know what? You're right. She's not suffering. She's in a great place. But it hurts when you're left behind. We have to do what God wants us to. Are you willing to do that today? Are you willing to take that step of faith? That's what it comes down to, a step of faith and trust. I have got to trust God. And it's hard. Why is it hard? You've been a Christian a long time. I haven't gotten over David dying. I'm sorry, I'm mad. It's just so hard. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. It's hard to get through life. Changes are going to come in your life. I don't wish death of a spouse on anyone. It's difficult. I still struggle so. And now my sister and I go, why? Why does she have to have cancer? Why does she have to die? You look around at all these other people that don't even care about God, and they're living a big time. Yeah, you're right, they're not going to go to heaven, probably. But yeah, I struggle, and I'm telling you, as a friend, I'm telling you that life is tough, but you've got to trust God. That's it right there. Trust God. That's what he wanted me to say. Holy Spirit. Trust God. Trust God. When you don't see anything happen, that's when God's working. God keeps us in a position to where we need him sometimes. It's not anything within us. It is God. Trust God. Trust in God. Can you trust him today? Are you willing to give everything over, even though that you're sitting there and you're riveting in pain, or you know somebody that's in so much pain, and you know that life can change in a second? Life can change. Your whole world can turn upside down. I know Kathy knows because of Wayne a little bit, but I mean, I can't imagine a child or a grandchild. But life can change in a second. Are you ready for those changes? Do you have enough faith for those changes? Do you trust God enough for those changes? It's just something to think about. You're here because you have a purpose and plan. I want to encourage you for that. And we have a wonderful pastor that helps us get through. Like he was saying earlier, God orchestrates everything. From when I was a little bitty baby to the day I died, he orchestrated everything in my life. Sometimes you go off the rails, sometimes you get back on the rails. We're not perfect, okay? All right, let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for loving us and caring for us right where we are. And even though we're ungrateful sometimes, I pray, Lord, that we would be grateful to know that you care so much for us that we have a purpose. And maybe that big prize is not worth looking at because you have things that will lead up to that and that you want to us to appreciate the things, the small things in life. Lord, help me not to be grumpy. Help me not to put expectations on people just because I'm a certain way, they should be that way. Help me to love one another. Help me just to want to give my love to other people, that I'm not so busy wrapped up in my sorrow that I can't love you, God. Am I so selfish and self-centered that I can just only think of my pain and my heartbreak? But I want to trust you, God. I want to trust you today. I want to trust you with all that's within me today and in front of all my friends and my Christian brothers and sisters. I today say I want to trust you. And let's get on this locomotive and go, whatever it is we can do. Lord, I am ready. I'm so ready. I'm ready. I'm on the train with you, God. I'm trusting you today. I come against fear in Jesus' name in people. I come against any kind of anxiety of illnesses in people. I come against any sadness or depression in Jesus' name. I come against anything that tells you that you are not worthy. I want to tell you, Holy Spirit, that I love you and I thank you that I am righteous before you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, that there's going to be a difference here today. We want to see a difference today, and I know we will. Blessings on each and every one of you. I pray for the best, the very best for each of you as you walk with the Father. Lord, please help us to be available for each other and to love one another. We love you and give this time to you now. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.